Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's a traditional way when you wait 2 weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or here's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's a worrying protection. Two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole family in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry motion and glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's there. But what's truly remarkable is you can set this all up by yourself. Anyone can do it. It just takes 30 minutes to an hour tops. And there's trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. That's why for The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Now go to simplisafe.com/team today. You'll get free shipping and get a 60-day risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. You get free stuff for 60 days, and if you don't like it, you can get rid of it. So go now and be sure to go to simplisafe.com/team. SimpliSafe.com/team. All right, guys, welcome in to another Pitt Panther Rants and Other Sports Fans podcast. Vlad Harris here. Happy Tuesday to you guys as we're all in quarantine. Well, some of us are. Me, unfortunately, I'm going to work in the office. Which, you know, I can't really complain too much. Well, it's empty right now, and I'm really, probably tomorrow, if things work out today, I'll be working from home because I really don't need to be at the office. I mean, sure, I'll have to make a few phone calls, maybe, but you know what? I have a conference today at like 2:30, and with 3 kids running around, it's going to be a real pain in my ass. So I'd rather just wait it out. It's time to get on the road here. But, you know, yesterday I had to go to the medical center to do some work. And, I mean, I was walking in and I'm glad I had my badge on me because, you know, there was security at every entrance. And they were asking for your badge. And on top of that, I tried to go to a neighboring hospital because all the hospitals are pretty much connected, you know, in the medical center, just like kind of like how, you know, how the UPMCs were, you know, at in Oakland, where you had, you know, I mean, when I worked at Children's, I can go to Presby or I can go to Montefiore with no problem. But same with here, I can go to a whole bunch more hospitals though. Than just, you know, that's just how they're connected. But the problem is there's security at those entrances too. And, you know, somehow I made my way into one of the hospitals undetected. And really, I just want a cup of coffee because they have a better Starbucks than the one at the one hospital I work at. In fact, they don't have a Starbucks. They brew it. And Lord knows how long that coffee's been sitting there all morning. And yeah, I'm not going to, you know, compromise myself for shitty coffee. But yeah, I walked in undetected and, you know, I walked in, I kind of feel like, you know how when you're a kid and you walked on the private property and you realize in the middle of, you know, doing it, it was a horrible idea. That's kind of how I felt like. I walked in, I'm like, you know, this is probably a bad idea, a really bad idea. Because there was police all around, and I just wanted to look for an exit. I mean, I did get my coffee, but I got the hell out of there. I told security, I'm like, look, I'm just leaving. And they were cool. The guy was like, yep, entrance is right there, get out. I'm like, cool. But I did some work later that day in another hospital, but I mean, as soon as I walked in, the lady had me immediately sanitize my hands at the entrance. And the places I was used to going to go do my work, I basically had to follow, you know, the protocol and have somebody buzz me in instead of, you know, I have badge swipe access. I have my own access, but since I don't really work at the hospital primarily, they had me go through that, you know, different ways. And of course, I had to sit and wait for people to help me do what I needed to do. And of course, you got people like walking in looking at you and asking you, you know, who you are, why you're here, what you're looking, you know, who you're looking for. After a while, I just left because, long story short, if you have no business being where you're at, they're going to make you leave. And at that point, I was still waiting, and I was going to be waiting for another 2 hours, it seemed like. So I said, I'm not going to add stress where it should be added, so I'm just going to get the hell out of here. And that's what I did. And I go back today, but the thing is I'm waiting to see who's actually available to let me do what I need to do because, well, I'm not going to go through the same process again over and over again. It's a bunch of crap. Anyways, lots happened since we last talked. I mean, we had the game shut down, and now just about everything is shutting down. Well, that's because a lot of people were kind of reckless over the weekend. Well, when you cancel a St. Patrick's Day parade in Pittsburgh, well, obviously people aren't gonna be happy, but they're gonna find their own ways to celebrate. And a lot of them didn't even go to the parade. I mean, like I said before, most people just go. We used to go straight to the bars and drink, and that's what they did. And now, all of a sudden, the bars are shut down. I mean, I saw a picture on Facebook of Jack's on the south side with a closed sign. And Jack's is pretty much open for anything and everything. And for them to be shut down, yeah. It's not so much down. I mean, you had Club Erotica. They're shut down. I mean, when strip clubs get shut down, that's a whole other thing right there. Although one of my followers brought the idea of doing a home delivery type of service for Club Erotica. Or, you know, order private dances. Or what you could do is they can have Club Erotica open, kind of. But what you do is you take an Uber to Club Erotica and you get your private dance and you leave. And so, you know, two people are getting paid. You're getting, you're paying Club Erotica. And I think you should at least pay an entrance fee too for Club Erotica. Pay the lap dance, and then, you know, plus Uber's getting paid. I mean, I'm not sure if there's any stocks in Uber Eats, DoorDash, and whatnot, but I'm sure I would, if I'm anybody, I'd be purchasing stock in them now. Although I don't think there is any stock right now in any of them. But good Lord, I mean, it would be a great time to invest in them, though. I remember my uncle who lives in New York, he worked for the city of New York. The one thing he mentioned was, after 9/11, a lot changed. And this was back in, like, the last conversation I had with him was, like, in 2003 when my grandma died. And for a while, the home delivery stuff, all this food delivery and whatnot, vendors, they were like non-existent after 9/11. I mean, there was just a lot of fear after what happened. Is there a lot of fear right now? I mean, I think people are still trying to wrap their heads around what exactly this is, and if they have it. I mean, we're still trying to get the details out, get tests available of who has it. Because it could be anywhere, and people are, you know, as soon as I got home, I had to change clothes and take a shower. I don't know, guys. I mean, when I see, Holy Angels shut down their fish fry, which is a big deal. I mean, state stores are, I mean, it's, I think, you know, regardless of what happened last weekend, a lot of these places were going to shut down anyway. So I really wouldn't put too much blame on the people that went out. I think eventually it was going to happen. And it did. I mean, my kids are off school until April 13th now. So they're off for practically a month now. Over a month. Although I told them they were off till the end of March, but I haven't broke the news till about mid-April yet. And, you know, with Texas, they, the STAR test is one of the requirements for passing your grade. And moving on, and the teachers, obviously, their objective for that year is to get the scores up. And yeah, there's a lot of unhappy teachers about this STAR test being canceled. I mean, for one thing, it's less relief, it's more relief, you know, less stress. But at the same time, they spent their whole year working to get these kids' scores up and to get them prepared. And it's over, so basically, the rest of the school year is pointless in Texas. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, when, you know, school resumes. I mean, are they going to teach well into the summer? I mean, they just might. I know with Harvey last, you know, years ago, what they did was they had to the school day. They had like at least 10, 20 minutes to the school day. So what they may do is they may add up the hours worked, you know, that were missed, and they may just add to the school day. Which means your kid will be in school probably from like 7 a.m. till, Lord knows, 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. Probably 5 p.m. I mean, one plus to it is I don't have to pay daycare or after school. But of course, their mom is home with them, so I got to worry about the sanity of all four of them, because you know we're all in quarantine. Although I think taking them to the park would be not too big of a deal, or at least take them outside, you know, around for a walk. It's not too big of a deal. I don't know. You tell me. But as far as the gambling world is concerned, all that's left is soccer and certain leagues. And yeah, that's, and plus, you know, the WWE is not going to. They're going to have WrestleMania, but it's going to be shut off to the public. I mean, that's going to be just the wrestlers, which is kind of crazy. I mean, I would hope that it would not be on pay-per-view. If you're going to at least do something like this, have it on regular television, have it open to the public. Because these people, I'm sure, waited forever to watch WrestleMania. It's a big deal. At least, I mean, I'm sure the pay-per-view is probably cheaper than the tickets, but still, let everybody watch it. I mean, if you're going to close off to the public, let the public watch on television. At least that's what I think. I mean, I could be wrong. But anyways, folks, that's that's all I really have for that part of it. I mean, NASCAR shut down, golf is shut down. I mean, I think the Masters is postponed too, I think, or they're not going to have it this year, one of the two. A lot of stuff. I mean, the positives, though, is you get to, if you're working from home, you get the, you get to work and order from Uber Eats and whatnot. Although some people, on social media I saw a post about that. Where, that whole situation applies with a certain demographic, and really it's not true. Anyone can get a work from home job and order out. They're out there. The jobs are there. It's just going on and looking and applying for them. I mean, I applied for a few work at home jobs, and really, I mean, the job itself, I mean, the interviews are phone. They were just phone interviews. That's all they have to go on, really. So when they hire you, the hope is that you're going to do the work. Anyways. Yeah, that's what we have to deal with. Oh, good. I just got a text. I got told to come to the office now because, well, they're going to be available for me to, do this thing. That's awesome. But, as far as my life goes, nothing much changed. I mean, I'm at work. I'm going to work. I mean, I did still go out to eat a few days because, well, I had to get out of the house. The grocery stores, they're getting a little better. One stock boy I talked to, he seemed a bit annoyed, and I asked him how his day was, and he mentioned people were getting on his nerves, and I just said, yeah, just leave the jerks be the jerks and move on with your life. And he was fine after that. When I did look at him, he seemed a bit annoyed, and I just said, hey, man, how's it going? But, after that, he was cool. And it's raining here, obviously, now. My luck. But I managed to find toilet paper in some places. Although I did find the flushable wipes were still available. There was a whole bunch of them actually, and so I grabbed a whole bunch of those in case there's no tissue. We run out and we can't find it anywhere, because I'm not sure what people's obsession with toilet paper is now at this point. I did know all the meat's been devoured, and I managed to find hot dogs the other day. Campbell's soup is out. Yeah. There's really, not a whole lot to deal with. I'm talking about pit things. Ryan Murphy is entering the transfer portal. He's gone. He graduated, so he's going to transfer, which is fine. There's two sides. I mean, there's a mix of one group says, well, he came in, he did his work, he worked hard, wasn't a drama queen. Other side said, well, once the competition got stiffer, he sucked. I mean, I liked him. I mean, I don't think he was the same after, when he got hurt. But, I mean, it just angers me. We finally get a player that's blue collar and is sneaky athletic, and he plays basketball the right way, and he's the first guy in the gym, the last one out. Coach's mentality, great leadership aspects, and the list goes on. We finally get somebody like this, and he's not here enough for us to appreciate him long enough. He's already gone. He wasn't even here even a year, and he's gone. I mean, he was the guy we're going to rally behind. He was our Rocky. You know, he was our Andy Van Slyke. And he's gone. I mean, we finally got somebody like this in Pitt Hoops, and he's gone. It's terrible. But I mean, I wish the kid well. I'm not gonna bash him. So, as some have, and his parents are on Twitter too. Both of them are, his mom and his dad. I mean, I think his mom and his dad liked one of my posts one day. That's because I said that he didn't, you know, while everybody punched out, this man didn't, and he won the game for us. They love that. I mean, his parents seem cool. I mean, you know, sports parents, you know, they can be, you know, some are cool. I mean, maybe they're a little mature than the little league parents we all had growing up. Oh, Lord, I just thought about that right now. What about Little League? How's that going to work? With Little League, are they going to have, like, you know, the games closed off to the parents? You know, where the parents can't watch? Man, wouldn't that be something? Wow. I just thought about that right now. What if they close off the Little League games and not let the parents watch? You know, where you drop off the kid and... Where you drop off the kid and he has to play with no crowd. Oh, that's awesome. God, I got to tweet that out. I just thought about that right now. Well, as we talk about other things, the NFL free agency started as they approved the CBA. And, of course, Houston, they're having a meltdown because, you know, DeAndre Hopkins got traded basically away for nothing. They traded for David Johnson, who's been hurt the last 2 years. And you know, I was listening to the radio on the way home, and I guess they had some guy from Arizona on. And David Johnson's a great guy. He's a good player. But he's been hurt, and they don't think he's been running hard enough because he's been hurt. It's a lot of things. And supposedly, you know, Hopkins and Bill O'Brien didn't get along towards the end. And if they're not going to see eye to eye, well, they'll trade him off. And I'm not sure what Bill is doing now. I thought after the KC game, it was time to put Bill O'Brien on a hot seat. It may take him trading away DeAndre Hopkins and probably really tanking this season. From to get fired. And they may have to do that. Because the AFC South is eventually going to get more difficult. So you can't take advantage of an AFC South for so long. Although Bill seems to have done that. I don't know. And of course the Buffalo Bills get Stephon Diggs. And I feel like they gave up a lot for him. He's a hell of a player, but I don't know. Josh Allen's his quarterback, so I'm not sure if his situation gets any better. I mean, at least with Kirk Cousins, he was getting the ball, but Josh Allen's another story. Although I think Josh Allen will target him a lot, but it's a case of whether Josh Allen can get the ball to him, if he can throw the ball accurately to him, or not, you know, get him killed. So that's a lot to factor in. And, of course, people are saying the Browns are getting better again. But you know what? In my Facebook memories from last year, I said the Browns were making big moves. They're obviously making big moves again, but it doesn't matter. Their quarterback right now is Baker Mayfield, and he didn't have that good of a season last year. And unless he improves, it ain't gonna matter jack shit who they got on their roster. And they may win more games with Baker Mayfield this year, but they may not win, you know, but they're not going to go anywhere else because of him. You know, unless he's shown some improvement. But Arizona got a hell of a lot better. I mean, they got Fitzgerald, and I mean, getting Nuke obviously adds more years to Fitzgerald's career because, I mean, obviously it's less touches for Larry, but that offense is going to be smoking. Because, you know, yeah. Because Murray, he can run and he can sling the rock. So, I like it. And yeah, we'll end it here because I have nothing else to talk about. All I can say, guys, is keep your sanity. Be careful at work. If you work from home, you know, try at least get out and, you know, go out for a walk or something. I was going to review Blue Chew and Manscaped, but I guess I can do that the next podcast because a lot happened after this last podcast where I didn't have to talk about boner pills and ball shaving products. But anyways, guys, hell to pit. Stay safe out there.